Good morning. Our question today, a critical question, is there Dina de Malchus Adina in the state of Israel as we have it today? So just to recap what we saw last time, we talked about the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael, but not the state of Israel in its current state. In other words, we talked about, is the concept of Dina de Malchus Adina only in Chutz Laretz for countries, territories out of the land of Israel, or also in the land of Israel as well? And we saw different rationales pointing in different directions, but the bottom line is we paskin based on the Rambam and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, the Dina de Malchus Adina applies not only to countries outside of Israel, but to Israel as well. And that's based on the understanding that the main reason, at least how the Rambam, Tur, and Shulchan Aruch paskin, is that the concept of Dina de Malchus Adina is based on the social contract of people living together under a given rule, under a given government. And just like when you have a government that's accepted by the people outside of Israel, accordingly they have to adhere to the dictates, the laws, the regulations of that government, so too in the land of Israel, when you have people living and they have accepted a government, for example, by having elections, whether they voted or not, but the government has been elected, that is based on the social contract of the individuals that are living there. And if they want to live there, they have to adhere to the laws and regulations of that government. So that's Dina de Malchus Adina as it applies to the land of Israel. Now, how about Medinat Israel, the country of Israel in its current form? So on here, we're going to start seeing different views of it. And today, Mirat Hashem, we'll see 2 to 3 different views. And then we will continue tomorrow with some additional viewpoints on this issue. So we're going to start out with the tshuvas of Avadya Hodaya. He wrote the Yaskel Avadya, and he says, just as a follow-on to how we paskin in the Rambam, Tur, and Shulchan Aruch, that the concept of Dina de Malchus Adina, at least one of them, and the primary one, one of the primary ones, most primary for us, because this is how we're paskining, is that the concept is the social contract. When people have a social contract, the elective government, Dina de Malchus Adina applies accordingly, he says, when it relates to the land of Israel, v'shechein adin, the same thing would apply, legabe medinas Yisrael, the same thing would apply as it relates to the country of Israel, she'ezrachei ha-medina bochrim ha-kneses, that the citizens of the country, they elect the Knesset. There are free elections. Accordingly, Dina de Malchus Adina, social contract, applies not only out of Israel, but for Israel as well, the country of Israel as well. So that's one view. There's a tshuva of the Pe'asatcha. It's written by Shmuel David Monk. There's a posek, a rav up in Haifa, and he says when it comes to the Knesset, that the Knesset includes somebody who are mipritze amenu, not of the greatest people of our generation, of our nation. Pritzim literally means promiscuous, but not adhering to the dictates of the Torah. V'yesh b'hem gam ken sone das. And included in the Knesset are some people that hate religion. And we know there are certainly members of the Israeli Knesset nowadays that are very anti, certain prominent members who are very anti-religion. Accordingly, he says that we would not say, based on their laws, we would never apply Dina de Malchus Adina based on the laws of people who are in hate of the beautiful Jewish religion that we had. But then he does say in a little bit, he takes a little bit of a step back, not a full step back, and it says it must be that for certain things, he says, for certain minor, a few things, it has to be that Dina de Malchus Adina does apply, but fundamentally, for the most part, Dina de Malchus Adina cannot apply to a Knesset that has members in it who are in hate of Judaism, in hate of Halacha and Torah. So there we would not apply Dina de Malchus Adina except in a very limited capacity. So that is view number two. The first view is a Yaskel Avadya, who says Dina de Malchus Adina indeed applies. The Tshuva Pe'asatcha says very limited. It doesn't fundamentally apply, but maybe for minor things it does. And then number three, Rav Avadya Yosef first brings the second opinion we just cited, the Tshuva Pe'asatcha, and he says he is incorrect. You cannot say that Dina de Malchus Adina does not apply to the Knesset because there are some Rishayim there, there's some evil weaver there, because we see in Halacha that even when you have an evil king who is an idol worshiper, an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, we still say Dina de Malchus Adina. So we can't knock them off by saying we can't knock out the concept of Dina Malchus Adina from the Knesset because there may be evil people there. So even if the king himself is evil, he would still apply Dina the Malchus Adina. Rather, Rav Avadya Yosef and Yechaveh Das, this is the third view, is actually says that I embrace the first view. So they're really the same. He says we really paskin like the Yaskil Avdi, that Dina the Malchus Adina does apply to the Knesset, to the land of Israel, and accordingly we have three different poskim, and two of them are of the same view, number one and number three, that's Rav Yaskel Avadi and the Yechaveh Das, Rav Avadi Yosef, who are both of the view that Dina de Malchus Adina does apply to the current country of Israel, and Rav Avadi himself adds on as follows: V'chein nira l'halacha, it appears the halacha shebekol mashenogei lemisim v'arnonios u'meches, whatever applies when it comes to taxes and when it comes to real estate tax and when it comes to customs and duties, all these financial levies that people have from the government, we have to adhere to the Dina de Malchus Adina. It is all included in the requirement of Dina de Malchus Adina. So far, we have two opinions. Opinion number one is Dina de Malchus Adina indeed does apply. The second opinion, which was Rav Chuch, the Chuvas Ba'atzatcha, that it doesn't apply except for minor things. And now we have an additional, maybe it's a third opinion, maybe it's not a third opinion, maybe it's the same as the first opinion. The Chuvas Beis Avi rings in the name of Rav Henkin, who was of the view that when it comes to Medina Israel, the country of Israel, Dina de Malchus Adina applies like other countries. However, the Tshuva's Beis Avi adds on that Mistam, apparently he means to say this when they don't conflict with the halachas of the Torah. If they conflict, we would then adhere to the Torah, but if they don't conflict, then we would adhere to Dina de Malchus Adina. So it could be that that's a different view, a new view. Dina de Malchus Adina applies unless there are conflicts. It just depends what he means, conflicts, because if there are conflicts in Chosh and Mishpat areas, all financial areas, there may be conflicts. And if he's saying that we adhere to the Torah, it could very well be that our first view, that of Yaskel Avadi and Yechaveh Das, Rav Avadi Yosef, would say that indeed, even when there are certain conflicts in financial matters, we are going to defer to the Dina, the Malchus Adina, and not the Torah. So we'll leave it as an open question whether this view of Rav Henkin's quoted by the Beis Avi is the same as our first view, or it's not the same of our first view. So just to recap, because that was a little complicated, it goes as follows. We have either two or three different views, perspectives. We have the Yaskil Avadi, that's Rav Avadia Hadaya, and we also have Rav Avadia Yosef and his Yechaveh Das, who are of the view Dina de Malchus Adina does apply in the land of Israel. Next, we have the view of the Tshuvas Pe'asatcha, who says Dina de Malchus Adina fundamentally cannot apply because there are certain Rishayim in the Knesset that hate Torah, and accordingly, we cannot apply Dina de Malchus Adina to their laws. However, it must be that it applies in certain limited areas. And then we have another view, which may very well be the same as the first view, brought in the name of Rav Henkin, that Dina de Malchus Adina indeed does apply in the land of Israel, and the Beis Avi adding on to Rav Henkin saying that that would be the case when there's no conflict between the secular law and the Torah law. However, if there's a conflict, we would adhere to Dina de Malchus Adina. So that could be the same as the first view, or it may be an independent opinion. We'll leave that as an open question. Have a wonderful day.